that the church may always loudly proclaim Jesus Christ, crucified, risen from the dead, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That leaders across the world may work first and foremost to feed and serve the people in their care, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those suffering misfortune will be able to offer their sufferings as a prayer for the good of others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our children who today receive the Lord for the first time in Holy Communion will remain faithful to him and live in his love all of their lives. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For our generous benefactors who so willingly and humbly have reached out to us with their time, their talents, and their treasure, that they will continue to follow in the Lord's way of life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick of the parish, and for all whose names are listed in the bulletin, that they may be freed from danger, relieved of suffering, and embraced with the compassion in God's gentle care. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For our beloved dead, for James Martin, for the decease of St. Martin of Porres Parish, and for the souls of our family and friends, that they may enjoy eternal life with the Lord in glory. We pray to the Lord.
Let's also remember all the acts of violence that have taken place most recently in churches, and synagogues, and mosques, the hatred that continues to raise ugly head, college campuses and streets of our city and our country. Put end to all violence and meanness and hatred. We pray to the Lord. We pray these next few weeks in a special way for Melvin Burton, who's been called to be a deacon, that God will pour out upon him and his wife and his family the great Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, to form him into the deacon that God has called him to be. We pray in a special way these next few weeks that has prepared for ordination on June 8th, he will be open and docile to the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord. For our own personal prayers, we all bring something, someone, some situation that needs healing today, that needs the business of God. We surrender it now in silence and trust. And I invite you now, just open your hands as a sign of your surrender to your petition, to your good and your gracious God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the blessings of joy that comes on this day. But loving God, we know it's hard sometimes, and the road does get rough, but we trust in you. If you just let us, open us up, and we allow you to come into our lives and get in our business, Lord, you can handle the situation. All these prayers, we offer them in that name above all names, that name that they were told to be quiet, but they said, we cannot stop talking about the name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.